This is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today. Today is January the 22nd, and our Bible reading portion is from Exodus chapters 13 to 15, as we travel in our first journey through the Bible, trusting God in the wilderness. When God led the children of Israel out of Egypt through Moses, the journey was meticulously planned by God beforehand. Even though the children of Israel were not a fighting force, but consisted of 600,000 men on foot, besides women, children, and a mixed multitude, they were referred to as the armies of the Lord, and they went up in orderly ranks out of Egypt. God did not allow the Israelites to go by the land of the Philistines, even though it was a shorter way, for God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. There were many obstacles to be encountered in the wilderness journey, starting with the Red Sea, the bitter waters of Marah, and many other similar encounters. However, God went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light and warmth. We also read that the angel of God was their navigator, and he was their protector as well. Just like God chose to lead the Israelites through a longer route that protected, trained, and tested them, remember that at times, God will lead us through a longer route of trials and difficulties. Don't feel impatient and discouraged when things don't happen the way we plan in our lives. Just accept the path that God has placed us in and be content with God's purpose in our lives. As Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 exhort us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us trust in God to lead us through our wilderness journey into our promised land.